The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Yo, guys, welcome back. You know, it's Big Boot, Fast Signal, with another episode for y'all with my co-host, Josh.
Hello.
Low-key, just because me and you was doing this episode, didn't this make you want to start watching other shit about this type
Shit? Oh, man. So we watched We Were Soldiers, and like after watching that, I'm like, okay, all right, what have I not seen? Oh, Hamburger Hill.
I was about to watch Hamburger Hill. I've never seen it. So, spoiler alert, guys, we're going to talk about Hamburger Hill next week. All right, guys, this week's episode, we're doing We Were Soldiers, one of the most accurate Vietnam War movies you'll ever fucking see. Josh, kick the motherfucking beat, man. Yeah, we back again. Me and Josh, my co-host, and he's sipping on them gin. The hen is sin, smoking on that Buddha. We don't give a fuck about none of you. Yeah, we gon' get it. We gon' get it. We gon' get it. Yeah, we gon' get it. All right, guys. So this week's episode, We Were Soldiers. We're going to give you an honest review about our We Were Soldiers. Josh has never seen it.
Hadn't ever seen it.
So I was like, oh, we got to do a review on that because some of the shit in there, guys, if you've never seen it, spoiler, it's about 75% accurate. Now, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Being this only being your first time seeing it, what is your opinioso?
Oh, all right. So, okay. So I watched it twice. And I'll be honest, like the first time I watched it, the second they like, okay, so it shows them in battle and then it cuts to Moore's wife, who's like, you know, experiencing people receiving the letters. And I'll be honest, I was like, all right, I lost interest. I was like, oh, dude, I just want to.
Josh, as soon as they saw it, you're like, you're kidding me. Mel Gibson's fucking dead. I'm fucking interested.
Yeah, no, not even, dude. I was just like, I wanted to see people like die and stuff, like war shit,
hey,
you know? Like,
no shit.
I didn't
want to
see the drama part.
I get that because it's kind of fucked up. Like,
I feel bad.
Yeah, I feel bad too because listen here, the wives are like, the one black chick, like, I get it. I get it. But it was kind of like, whoa, we might get hit with some cancer for this one. But
no.
Other than that, I want to get to this is one of the ones where it was like, okay, you can't let me get into how deep this battle is and then cut to her giving the husbands that are dying that. We could have saved that a little bit maybe to the end.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of jarring because I remember one of the scenes you see like the battle's really intensifying and then it cuts back home.
And I was like,
damn. I was like, what is this, a cliffhanger from the end of a fucking TV show? I was like, oh, God damn it. Okay, wait, that was the first time. The second time I watched it, like seeing those scenes, because I knew it was coming, like it actually like it hit me. I was like, damn, that's rough. Like it really, no, like I felt it.
That's what I'm
time.
Saying. The first time you watch
redeem
it, you're
myself.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. It happened to me. I'll tell you right now. This is like my fourth time seeing it. And when I watched it the first time, that shit ticked me off. It was kind of annoying. Like, okay, get back to where my n***a is about to fucking, they're in the fight. Like, who's left? We're worried about who's left. We'll deal with who's died after and give them their flowers and respect them how they died. But right now, we got to still soldiers out there. Let's get to that and how this Asian motherfucker knew how to move like Stratego. That fool was like, hit him here, and then we press him. I'm like, damn, bro.
The movie is from 2002. It has Mel Gibson, Sam Elliott.
Yep.
Madeline Stowe plays his wife. Dude,
I don't mean to interrupt you. Sam Elliott. God damn, Sam Elliott.
Every scene.
Hey, listen here. If you don't know who Sam Elliott is, you see him watching this, go and see The Man Who Killed Fucking Hitler and Woo! Bigfoot to that too.
Yeah, that's a great ass movie. That ending is impeccable.
Whoa, that
the
ending
one in the,
is
in the mountains.
Yeah, bro. And Sam Elliott in this shit is cold. Because Mel says some shit in this movie. Everybody here is family. In the tribe, every tribesman sucked from the tit of every woman. And when they sucked the tit from every woman, they were considered mom, and they would call every older in the thing grandpa. We are that tribe, and we are that family. And All I say is that we respect that as a family and we respect it because out there we're going to need that. And that's facts. Man, Sam Elliott's like, any of you motherfuckers call me grandpa, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh, what a dick. Dude, you know that the sergeant, Ernie Savage, he's like, beautiful morning, sergeant.
Beautiful morning.
What are you, a fucking weatherman now?
Yeah. What are you, a fucking weatherman? Oh, that shit had me dying. I was like,
that
dude,
was
this
so
nigga,
funny.
Sam Elliott was the man in that shit, bro. Oh, Sam Elliott had me fucking dying. Sam Elliott was dope as fuck. Cause then in earlier scenes, he was doing this shit with the gun. He's like, ta.
Oh, yeah, his pistol.
Ta. With his pistol just popping, motherfuckers,
yeah.
Bro.
I thought it was funny, like, that there was a reason for him using a pistol. Like, they're showing everybody with the M6, they're showing the new M16s. He's like, I'll stick to my pistol.
That's
like,
what Mel Gibson hit him with. What did Mel Gibson hit him with? Mel hit him with the, well, I reckon we should get you a rifle. There will be enough rifles out.
I'll pick one up.
I was like, damn, this guy is so gangster. Like, first off, you know, Mel Gibson, it was like he, in this movie, when he was the dad that stayed at home, it was kind of like a switch. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it did. And you know what's funny is like that you said that Sam Elliott is kind of like the only military lifer in that movie. Everybody else kind of represents that like moderate, like that happy American. I have a family and a wife, right?
Speaking on that, did you notice there was no hippie propaganda?
Yeah, dude, there was no, I mean, that was such a big thing.
This was 65. It was like love, man. There was no peace in the war and like love. There was none of that.
Which, so it's like kind of like a different, because you see that a lot associated with Vietnam. So you kind of like assume like, oh, it comes hand in hand. But no, yeah, because they were the first ones from America coming in, right?
No, they were the first. What does Mel Gibson say? At this time, the Vietnam and the Americans had never went in hand-to-hand combat and went into combat. This would be the first time. Yeah. So that was the first time.
And they were the first
air cavalry ever
deployed.
Bro. And so what did Mel say? What did Mel say? I will be the first one to step foot.
Yeah. And I'll be the last one.
And I'll be the last one.
And, dude, yeah.
And tell me that shit wasn't crazy when they were all pinned down. And they're like, Sarge, I don't know what to do. And homeboy just goes, Mel gets up and starts walking around while all the gunfire's around him, tagging fools. And he just looks around. And what does he go? Broken arrow. And then they call it, whew.
For people who don't know what it means, because that's like a really big thing in the military, basically saying that your military forces are like in imminent danger, right? Like we're compromised kind of a thing. Once they get cut off, it's almost like the movie becomes the most insane survival movie you've ever seen.
But here, trip out. Tell me it wasn't cut when homeboy's like, bro, I smell him on me. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, look at bro. He's like, they're dead bodies. He's like, no, bro. Dead ones and ones that are alive are smelling different. I smell them right on us. And he goes, I need illumination over here. And so, as soon as the illuminating fools is right above him, bro.
Oh, man. And that was insane because that was like a day-to-day thing. Like, would they do that for like 3 days every night?
And the trip out on this fact. I want your opinion on this fact. Before this war, it was more capture and objective. With the Vietnam one, it was just kill, kill, kill.
Yeah, like the objective was to like prevent communism in northern Vietnam, right? I think that's one of those things where like people don't realize it until years later, because now it's categorized as like a proxy war, right? It was like communist allies versus Western allies.
It's crazy though.
I mean, like there was like a bigger picture there.
If you want to watch Vietnam War movies that are in Hollywood and all that, and you want to watch them in their chronological order, I would say you'd start with We Were Soldiers.
That's a pretty solid one.
And then remember, like, and then when he grabbed that dude's legs and they peeled like chicken, bro.
But that goes back to like the realism of it, right?
You know that was real.
That's disgusting. But
that
I like
actual
it.
Scene actually happened, because if you go back and look at the documentaries of them interviewing the actual photographer that was there, wrote this book. He says there's a video of him explaining that scene, saying his friend, and that was an actual Asian, that dude died 2 days later
Dude, the skin off his skin peeled like a chicken drumstick.
Yep, he said he felt his ankle bones, bro. Whoa, that is the gnarliest.
That was crazy.
Thing. Bro.
Okay, a lot of movies like Saving Private Ryan and I think Full Metal Jacket too, like, have a lot of like blood and gore, right? But I think that this movie did a really good job at like having a balancing act with the two, because it wasn't like overbearing. Like I could watch this with my grandma and shit. You know, she's not going to be like, this is movie's disgusting.
Like, you're not going to see like a fool get his whole body arm shot off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you'll see some pretty gnarly stuff, but.
And what I liked about this one is the fucking mentality of the fight. Like, you're sitting there and there's literally cutting in between the general of Vietnam. He's sitting there and he's literally going and telling them how to do everything. And he's sitting there. They're going to try to flank us. Get the creek bed now. Get the creek bed now. And then as soon as they run into the creek bed, they catch him. They were there 5 minutes before him and busted him, been caught and took over the
Vietnam,
creek
yeah.
bed. Shit like that was dope.
Yeah, that was like the realization of what like guerrilla warfare really could like extend to, because like they had no, I mean, they were all burrowed underground and like we kind of like undermined them, right? Because I mean, like, they didn't show it in the movie, but they talked about it, which is like, you know, when they're in the bunker, the generals of Vietnam, the northern Vietnam, they're like, they're using artillery as shields. It's accurate. It's powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah, like that. I was like, oh shit, because they didn't show it, but the second half of the book.
No,
that's
but
based
what
on
they
it.
Were saying is this though. We were. But here's a little tip. We were known for coming in to blast the field and everything. That's why when we blasted the field in the beginning, we warned them and tipped them. If we would have came in silent, they wouldn't have known we were there.
Yeah.
What else was there? But tell me that shit wasn't tight with Mel Gibson when they're like, it's quiet. And he goes, yeah, it's a little too quiet, don't you think?
Oh,
and he
my
goes,
God.
Yeah, it is. And then he goes, everybody fire 3 rounds only at anything. And then just be prepared. And as soon as they fired 3, like 2 minutes later, a bunch of them just came out, bro.
And it's just, Dude, that was pretty wild. And that was like the most close up I think war has ever gotten, right?
And yeah, like, and that was close to, but the fucked up thing is how they got us to know the Asian real quick for a second. And then you're over here like, who's this Asian? And then they show him put the book in his thing and you're like, yeah. But then you see him go after Mel Gibson. You see him about to bayonet Mel Gibson and he turns around and shoots him. Goes, how is it down there? It's getting real sporty. Like, damn, bro.
It's fucked up.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Bro.
Dude, going back to what you were saying about the fucking chicken legs, dude, is one other scene that was pretty, like, realistic that was, like, something that would happen was when it's in the beginning of the movie when they're, like, blowing out the bunkers and they're using phosphorus grenades. And like a piece of phosphorus goes into that dude's face.
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah.
It's like you're gonna live, but that shit had to hurt so bad.
Dude, no, he was cutting his face off. Remember, he was cutting his fucking cheek off with the Rambo knife.
Yeah, and then he goes to his, he like gives up and he like finds the next person.
He gives up, bro, and passes it to the doc.
Yeah.
Phosphorus doc, and he just passes it along. Just
take it out. Like, I can't do it. Like, oh man, poor dude.
Oh, and by the way, shout out to Snake Shit. Shout out to Snake Shit.
Wait, which one was Snake Shit?
The fucking helicopter pilot.
Oh, dude. You could see, like, at one point, Mel Gibson's, like, staring at him, and he's, like, fucking, you could see his facial expression just, like.
He was in the shit.
Yeah.
You were
like,
in
he's
the
like,
shit with me. And we're
like,
brothers
I can't do
now.
Anything.
Yeah, like Mel Gibson looked at him like, you're in the shit with me, brother. You helped me thick and thin through this shit, brother. We did this together. We're fucking boys. Tell me it wasn't dope when after the first night and he goes like this and he flies back in there and then one of the head of the helicopter comes and he starts pushing him. You brought my niggas in the open fire. Homeboy pulled the gun out.
Yeah,
and he's
like,
motherfucker.
Oh,
he pulled the gun out on his hire. Like, you come and attack me, but not the enemy, you bitch. If you come near me again or I see, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
When he said that, I was like, damn. I was like, he just threatened him, like, I will kill you. Like,
I'll fucking kill you, bro.
And he was serious about it.
He pulled the snub nose out on it like he was in Brooklyn. Bro.
We talked a lot about, like, what the movie does well. But that was, like, one thing that I feel like the movie could have done better was, like, the actual, like, I don't want to say drama, but kind of, like, the things that happen while being in the military wasn't necessarily focused on. Like,
but that was the point. But here's the thing. That was the point, because here's why. Because remember, this book came out in 92, and then it was motherfucking made in 2002. So the creator of this book was very mad at how Hollywood had did Vietnam War. Keep in mind, let's think about Vietnam War. We had Apocalypse Now. Look how crazy Martin Sheen was in, all psychedelic and all fucked up and shit on drugs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then
he was AWOL.
Yeah. Then look at Marlon Brando's character in there. Even the other characters in Apocalypse Now, how it was the surfing. Motherfucker wanted to surf in that shit.
Yeah, that was insane.
And these were all flower childs at that time. Remember, because the same people of the same age 5 years later during this shit are hippies doing, and then remember Woodstock was at this point and all that stuff. So psychedelics were being hellishly fucking experimented with. To answer your question, that's why the dude who wrote this book was like, bro, I don't want my shit like Full Metal Jacket where we're talking about sucking balls and all that shit. None of that was happening back then. I get it. Oh, yeah. It was, but
there was no like political like the push on it.
He wanted a straight war movie, bro, where it's about the war, about the soldiers, bro.
Yeah, they definitely did a good job at that. Dude, speaking of like crazy shit that happens in Vietnam, dude, my grandpa was in Vietnam, right? Dude, this motherfucker has told me some crazy ass stories, and one of them was like, when I was leaving, he's like, I was AWOL for 2 weeks.
Damn, he was on them foreign drugs, bro.
Dude, yeah, they're like, we don't know where he's at. He doesn't want to come back home.
You on this? I'll tell you this. I only know three things about my grandpa. And my wife was kind of skeptical because she's like, you talk about all this shit about you, what you think you know about your dad's side, but you don't know your dad's side. So it could be bullshit. These are the three things I know. My grandpa had one picture at the time of him holding. I was at the house and I remember this. It's him and his boys. And he's in Green Beret, and it's in Vietnam, or some shit like that, right? And he's holding an M60, buffed out. And I just see the picture on his fucking dresser, just him and his Vietnam boys, right? And then he had a Green Beret sitting on in front of it, right?
Yeah.
Now, he asked me to help him move the bed one day. I help him move the bed. He had army vest, helmets, all kind of crazy shit. I was tripping on a couple of shotguns, all kind of crazy shit.
Holy shit.
That one. So then I told her all this, and she's like, your grandpa was in the army? I'm like, yeah. We go and type it in, and her dad died and was buried in a specific memorial for people that have died that are in the service. So she's like, let's see if your grandpa's there. And we typed in his name and everything. Sure enough, he was there in the same thing. I'm like, I told you he was in the service. Told you he was, bro.
Dude, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, God so damn. He did. And then from what I understand, the stories where he was a Green Beret, bro.
Special Forces.
Special Forces, apparently. It was dope, dude. Shout out to who?
Shout out to Big Comedy Network.
Subscribe to what?
Our YouTube channel, please.
When watching this, would you say this is one of Mel Gibson's best war movies? Let's go with war movies, because he's got a good... Because keep in mind, he's got a bunch.
I mean, this goes with, like, cancel culture and shit like that. Like, a lot of people won't watch his movies.
Oh, he's canceled right now. Mel is canceled right now. But Mel, shout out to you, Mel. You ain't canceled in my motherfucking Blu-ray, DVD. Let me just tell you right now. My favorite Mel Gibson movie is Payback, dude. The Payback one is a great one.
Oh, dude, I'm always going to love Braveheart. That movie's so good.
I can't do the Braveheart thing, even though I'm, you know, that black guy. Y'all keep saying.
That, like, okay, so we were going and talking about, like, the accuracies on it, right?
Right.
One of the things they did do really well was actually their, like, the whole, like, tactical aspect of it, how they portrayed what we were doing as far as to, like, progress forward. The uniforms were really good. Like every piece of equipment was on point, like from the guns that they used to like machine guns and shit. Like everything was time accurate.
You're speaking. Thank you for reminding me. Tell me this wasn't funny. Remember how the reporter went on the first time and homeboy's like, bro, you want to go back to this shit? When Snake shit, when he jumped on the helicopter with Snake shit?
Nah, I don't remember that.
Okay. So the reporter, the one with the cameras that jumped on the first time.
Yeah.
okay, when he first got on, he was the snake shit. He was like, hey, you got room for one more? He's like, shit, if you want to go back to this shit. and when he gets there, he's all tripping out and all that. Remember at the end when all the reporters came at the end? Remember when I was like 50 of them that jumped off the helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
And the first bombs came off. The bombs came off and they all ducked and he didn't duck.
And they're like, jaded.
He's jaded. He's like, that's friendly fire.
Dude. That was like a big thing too, was friendly fire. Like they didn't give a, like, yeah, they gave a fuck, but like, dude, there's interviews.
Mel Gibson was gangster with that.
Dude, they did not give a fuck when they were out
Mel
there.
Mel Gibson was like this. Mel Gibson said to him, bro, you're keeping us alive. Do what you're doing. That was one mishap, bro. You're keeping us alive.
Yeah, but they were savage though. Like they're like interviews with people. There's one interview, an old ass one of like some Vietnam dude, and he's just like, yeah, I killed some Vietnamese person. They're like, oh, how'd you know he was like Viet Cong? And he's just
they don't want to mention all the loot they was getting off them, bro. They was looting them like a motherfucker. Did you see them looting them like a motherfucker, bro?
But you okay, dude, that movie did kind of fuck up as far as like the fact that they didn't tell the second half of the Battle of Ia Drang, where like everyone who went to like pull out Colonel Moore like just got fucking massacred. A 50% of all the people who went out after him were just dying. Where like here was like a 10-to-1 ratio of like kills. Mean? Like okay, so it's a 2-part battle, right? Ia Drang. So the first
I remember
half,
them saying that at the end of the thing. Let me just clarify this, and then you can continue. At the end of the movie, they said that he had stayed another 265 days to lead another army. Now continue.
Yeah, so the battle was a 2-part battle as far as like locations go. So the movie is based on is the landing zone X-ray, right? Which is located in the valley. And then the second one, which is what happened after the movie that they don't show, is the landing zone Albany, LZ Albany.
Yeah, X-ray was, so let me clarify. X-ray was the movie. And then after the movie, when he got out in the helicopter and left, they sent him to X-ray.
The battalion that went in after him, for like half of them all died, where like in this first battle, for every American death, 10 Vietnamese people died. So it was like a win, right? Yeah,
it was a win. But in the future battles, it was a loss.
Yeah, so they didn't show any of like the negative aspects of Vietnam, even though there was like way more negativity. So like they tried to like show all the glory and like none of the failures.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one was more of an ops. Like it was more just kill as many motherfuckers as you can kill.
It's like trying to glorify America in Vietnam, which I mean, you know, as an American, it's like, okay, that's, you know, I get it. But there was a lot of fucked up shit that happened. Like a lot of people died, bro. And they didn't really want to like show any of that. Like in my head, I'm like, yeah, this is like this movie. I was like, yeah, like modern conservatives would love this movie. Everyone in this movie is like God fearing, cherry pie eating, you know. Like,
oh, America, bro.
Christian.
Apple pie, bro. Apple
yeah, like
pie,
you said,
Christian.
No hippies, no commies. Like, they didn't really mention communists at
bro,
all.
Bro, they didn't even hit the race tip, bro, where it was anti none of that, bro. They hit it one time
part.
With the white. But she was stupid, bro. White's only clothes. You're that dumb.
Oh, yeah, that girl. Yeah, I was like, really?
Bro,
no.
You're that dumb that at that time, Martin Luther King is alive. Oppression is a big time thing on the fucking television. You're gonna sit there and tell me you ain't noticing that? You're stupid.
I thought she meant white clothes. Like, really? No, dude.
No, that was so dumb. I'll give you that one.
Dude, at the end, you know that song that they play? It's like, with the chanting, it's just like, oh, dude, I love that shit. The slow motion scene where they're like, when they're escaping. And they're like bayoneting everyone.
Oh yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Dude, I was like, I love this. It's just like slow motion, fucking like.
dude, was dope.
That scene was pretty sick. Yeah, I really liked that scene.
When he said bayonets, them was like, they gonna get that close? Like some of them was looking, they're gonna get that close.
Dude, honestly.
It was a good movie. If you guys have never, ever seen We Were Soldiers, it's one of Mel Gibson's top five fucking great roles, easily. Yeah. And it's a real, based off of a true story of a book that was written by some of the men that were there. Like I said, Sam Elliott, that's by far his best role to me.
Yeah, even if you don't like, even if you're like, oh, cancel Mel Gibson, like, it's one of those movies where it's like, it's not his movie.
It's
It's like, think of him as a tool. Like, he's a tool in a movie. Yeah,
picture him as that.
I was just going to say, it's definitely, I think it's definitely worth watching, especially if you like war movies.
That's what I'm saying. If you like war movies, guys, and you've, let me just say this. If you sat through and watched what's a shitty Vietnam War movie? If you've watched Pearl Harbor with who's in that movie?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
No, is he? Yeah. And who else?
Ben Affleck, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, all them. If you watch that shit, you're slipping on motherfucking We Were Soldiers if you've never seen it.
Yeah, it's directed by the same dude too, right?
No.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. Oh, no. He wrote it. Yeah, he wrote it. Michael Bay directed it, right? I said that. Yeah.
I personally give it, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being highest, like the marijuana, yeah. I'm going to give it a 4.5 when it comes to war movies.
I'd give it like a solid 4, but that's just because I'm picky with war movies. But I did like it.
Now, this is why it's gotten a 4.5 out of my book. Because now you're telling me they should have had a We Were Soldiers too.
Yeah, they should have.
This should have been a whole part 1, part 2 type thing.
If they had a part 2, it'd be really depressing though.
No, because you'd be following Mel Gibson.
Oh yeah, then he'd be back home, right? Because he just went home after that.
He did?
I think so, right? I think he was
No, he stayed, the colonel stayed another 260 something days after
that. Oh right, you said that, yeah.
And led a whole other thing apparently.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, where would it have developed from there? I mean, but like at this point, like when you think about it, like it could become a TV show because of like the way that it developed. It was such a long time. So it was like, what, 15 years overall?
They could have done We Were Soldiers, a TV show. That would be dope if they rebooted that. That'd be so dope.
Do it like Band of Brothers.
Oh, that'd be so fucking hard.
That's a good ass TV show. It's the same thing too, dude.
I've never seen Band of Brothers.
That's a good TV show because it's kind of similar as far as like the first air troops Americans who were deploying into, was it like Germany or France for World War II? Like the first Americans.
I don't really like World War shit. Like I barely, like Fury was good with Brad Pitt.
I didn't like that movie.
See, hey,
I was so bored.
What about Sisu?
Sisu? Oh, I think you told me about that. I never watched Sisu.
Bro, you need to watch that before next week's episode. Because remember, my co-host.
All right, dude. Oh, yeah, the Nazi one.
All right, guys. Like I said, check out motherfucking We Were Soldiers. Josh gives it a solid 4. I get a solid 4.5 because there should have been a part 2. A lot of that shit's historically accurate. Check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. It might even fucking tear jerk a fucking thing out of you or two. Shout out Big Comedy Network. Fucking love you guys. Subscribe. Hit a like. Fucking comment. Subscribe. All that. Josh, kick the beat.
Be good humans.
All right, guys.
That's such a burn. Perfect timing, though.
Perfect timing.